Shalom, everybody, and we welcome you to this week's 5-Minute Update, where we examine the news events from the last week and associate it with major Bible prophecies of the end of days, where we focus on the prophecies that the nations would divide the land of Israel, Joel chapter 3, verse 2, and the city of Jerusalem, Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 2, which will result in the judgment of the nations, Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 3. The judgment of the nations is also called the tribulation period or Jacob's trouble. And it is during Jacob's trouble, Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 7, that Israel and Judah will return to the land, Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 3. And in doing so, Yeshua will be revealed to the world, be revealed to his people, and he will be glorified. John chapter 17, verses 21 through 23. And what I have to report for you this week is that this coming week and even this month of September is a critical month in how the peace process goes. And to remind you of what happened last week, that on September the 2nd, there was a meeting in Washington between the United States, the Palestinians, and Israel to launch direct talks. Jordan and Egypt were also participants in encouraging the talks. And an interesting article which I shared last week, which I want to repeat for you this week, is from IsraelToday.co.il, and this article was from September the 1st. Now that would be the day before the official launching of the direct talks that took place on Thursday, September the 2nd. And the headline of this article says, "Obama wants a framework agreement now, but a full-fledged peace agreement later." The article says, "Diplomatic sources revealed to Israel's Yediot Achronot, that is Israel's largest daily newspaper, that when direct Israeli-Palestinian peace talks resume in Washington on Thursday, U.S. President Barack Obama intends to strongly press both sides to sign a peace deal, even if it can't be fully implemented." According to a leaked transcript of a conference call between Obama administration officials and U.S. Jewish leaders, Obama will pressure Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas to sign a framework deal now that will lead to the signing of a final peace deal within 1 year. However, the implementation of that final status deal is expected to take at least 10 years. During the first year, Obama wants to see Netanyahu, Abbas, and their respective teams hold meetings at a hectic pace in order to iron out differences in the run-up to signing the peace deal. When the two sides hit roadblocks, U.S. officials will intervene. So what's interesting is that this article is September the 1st. They had their direct talks the next day on September the 2nd, and from the direct talks, it was announced that both sides would work to achieve a framework agreement. Also at the direct talks, it was agreed upon that neither side would tell about the content of what's being negotiated and leak it to the media. Well, the Palestinians began to leak certain information to the media beginning last Sunday. That would be Sunday, September the 5th. And one of those articles appearing in the Jerusalem Post, I would like to share with you now because it's a very significant article. And the headline is that Palestinian Authority Chief Negotiator Saeb Erekat says Israel has agreed to honor Ehud Olmert's concessions or his offer in his talks with the Palestinians. So at the end of 2008, Ehud Olmert offered a peace agreement to the Palestinians, wherein he offered 98% of the West Bank, a 2% land exchange. He specified Israel's security needs and offered to divide Jerusalem, making East Jerusalem the capital of a Palestinian state. That offer was more far-reaching than even Ehud Barak made in 2000 when he sat down at Camp David for a long weekend with President Bill Clinton and Yasser Arafat. And Israel has been stating since Netanyahu came into office that because Olmert's offer was not written and formally agreed upon by the Palestinians, that what he discussed with them did not apply to the Netanyahu administration. But the Palestinians leaked out on Sunday that Israel has indeed agreed to those concessions. So that's the first article I'd like to share with you. Israel and the Palestinian Authority have agreed on the core issues that will be discussed during their direct talk, Saeb Erekat, the Palestinian chief negotiator, said over the weekend. Erekat claimed that Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu agreed at their meeting in Washington on Thursday that the peace talks would be resumed from the point where they were stopped 2 years ago under the then Prime Minister Ehud Olmert. "We've reached an agreement on the agenda of the direct talks," Erekat said. "We've also reached an agreement on a timeline for a temporary framework agreement, 12 months. Well, if the timeline for a temporary framework agreement is 12 months, if those words mean that will be the duration of the framework agreement before they have the final agreement, 12 months means they're expecting to have a framework agreement here in September, if that's the interpretation of those words. The article goes on to say, Erekat said that the final status issues that the sides have agreed to discuss during this period include Jerusalem borders, refugee settlements, water security, and prisoners held in Israeli jails. He added that defining the future borders of a Palestinian state would be the first issue on the negotiating table. And then he said, this is a time for decision-making, not negotiations. Well, if they haven't fully came to an understanding regarding everything, then that would require negotiations. But the fact that he's saying it's time for decisions, it means that the discussions are where they need to be. What is needed is an agreement on the principles of the final status issues. When the leaders and decision makers agree on the principles, the negotiators will then start discussing the details. Then Erekat said that the Palestinians have set up 14 committees consisting of more than 220 experts to prepare for the negotiations. So this article would suggest that they're at the decision-making point, and upon making those decisions, that the details of what those parameters would be discussed by detailed committees, of which the Palestinians said they've already set up 14 committees. So if they set up 14 committees, that would assume that they're expecting a framework agreement and to iron out the details. Then it came out on Sunday, and this is the last article that I'm going to share with you, that from the results of the direct talks, this is article is September the 5th, that Obama was very pleased with the outcome of the Mideast Peace Summit. And a Palestinian representative said Obama had announced that he was going to visit the region to move the peace talks ahead, but he had not decided on a date, and that he had promised that his efforts to stop the settlements would continue. Well, from my analysis, the only reason why Obama would visit the region is if they would have a framework agreement in place. So the fact that they're talking about him going to the region, I would say, means that there's an expectation on both sides that they would soon have a framework agreement made. And the talks that are coming up September the 14th are in Egypt. And it says they're expected to last for one day and deal with borders and security agreements as agreed upon at the direct talk summit of September the 2nd. And then the article says, aides to Mahmoud Abbas told the London-based Arabic newspaper Al Hayat that the atmosphere in the Palestinian delegation to the peace talks had taken a 180-degree turn for the better. They said the Palestinian delegation was pleased the United States planned to include all the core issues in an agreement to be reached by the end of 2011. According to the report, during his meeting with Netanyahu, Abbas presented the points agreed upon with former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert in the agreements in principle on security and borders. The Palestinian sources said Netanyahu and Abbas discussed the settlements in general, but no detailed proposals were made. And then the last things of this article says, in the coming days, Netanyahu is expected to try to keep his coalition in line despite right-wing protest over his speeches during the summit. Tomorrow, that would have been September the 6th, he will host all cabinet members, coalition Knesset members, and their spouses at a Rosh Hashanah toast where he is expected to call for unity. So the way I would read these two articles is it appears as though things are going in the direction where they expect a framework agreement to be made, and they need only to be making decisions regarding the essence of the framework agreement, that the bulk of the negotiations have, and the parameters that need to be agreed upon, have already been done, so that ultimately when both sides would make this agreement, Obama would then go to the Middle East showing accomplishment in them. I personally believe that this month of September is a critical month, and it is a month where things are at the crossroads regarding the peace process. That if indeed that they are in advanced stages to agree on a framework deal, that I would expect that framework deal to be made as early as this month and as latest as the middle of October. And so if the events are going to go in that direction, we should get some type of indication from the next meeting to take place, which is this Tuesday, September the 14th. From that meeting, we need to watch carefully to see what the announcements that are made. And then there is a follow-up meeting right now scheduled to take place in Jericho on the day that the settlement freeze is supposed to end. That would be September the 26th. So Netanyahu has to make a formal announcement regarding whether he's going to extend the settlement freeze by September the 26th. So there's going to be two meetings, September the 14th, September the 26th. before he is forced to ultimately announce that decision. So it'll be interesting to see whether these two meetings are set aside for agreeing to a framework agreement. Otherwise, there's going to be a crisis in the direct talks if Netanyahu agrees to not extend the settlement freeze with his other cabinet members. And so the other school of thought, the first one, as I've stated, that they have behind-the-scene talks and they have the core essence of a framework agreement all made, but they're going to use the talks in September to politically play them out. One school of thought is that's where things are at regarding this peace process. Another school of thought is no, they haven't absolutely agreed upon everything, and that Netanyahu is playing a big game of political chess, and he ultimately does not believe that Mahmoud Abbas will agree to the necessary things that, Israel desires in order to sign a peace agreement. That would be, as Netanyahu has stated, that he would like to see recognition of Israel being a Jewish state and ironclad security guarantees before he would feel comfortable in signing any type of agreement. And this thought process is that Netanyahu believes that Abbas will ultimately not agree to those necessary things, and therefore there won't ultimately come any peace agreement. But in order to play on the good sides of the United States and their national community, that Israel needs to talk a good game, say that they're for peace, say that they're willing to have direct talks, but in the end say that it was the Palestinians who caused the talks to fail. Perhaps the Palestinians are doing the same thing, wanting to go through the process so that they can say that Israel is the reason why the talks fail. So we have one of two possibilities. One, that behind the scenes they have agreed to the parameters that is necessary to discuss a formal peace agreement, and they will announce a framework agreement as early as this month or as late as the middle of October. And the second school of thought is that both sides are playing a political game of chess, which neither one believes will end up in a peace agreement. So one could argue either side of how things actually are. So which one is it? Well, I believe whatever it is, that the hand will need to be revealed this month, that is the month of September, because of the deadline of September the 26th, when the building freeze is set to end. That rather than getting into the complicated politics of extending the freeze, the next two meetings would be an opportunity for Netanyahu and Abbas to actually agree on a framework agreement, and that would set forth what Israel's obligations would be regarding the September 26th decision. And so we are now at the point of waiting to see which way things are going to go. And the first indication of how they are going to go is what is said as a result of the September the 14th talks. Are they expressing optimism regarding the follow-up meeting of September the 26th in Jericho or not? And so that's what I have to report for you this week. And we will continue to be watchmen on the walls to find out exactly how this plays out, because if there does end up being a framework agreement, then that would most likely be the evidence that we need to come to the conclusion that we are at the start of the beginning of the tribulation. Otherwise, if things are not able to be agreed upon, then we will have to continue watching. So we'll see what happens this coming week and in the rest of this month. And so until we do it again, Shalom in Yeshua the Messiah. Amen.